You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. File this one under things are going to look different when this pandemic's run its course. Starbucks said today it's going to close as many as 400 stores over the next year and a half and renovate and relocate others. More on-the-go options, too, like drive-through, walk-up windows, and curbside pickup. From Austin, Texas, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the changes coming to your morning latte.
Starbucks has been pushing the mobile order and pickup for a while, but more customers are doing it because of COVID-19, like me this morning.
I'm good. Hey, I ordered on the app.
What's the name? Andy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a nice day.
You too. Take care.
I was in and out with my cold brew and iced lemon loaf cake in under a minute. Didn't feel like the not your work, not your home destination that Starbucks used to be going for, what they called the third place.
In the short term, there's probably a reimagination of what the third place looks like.
Trevor Boomstra is a restaurant industry consultant with Alex Partners. He says Starbucks plans to open more to-go-only locations and add additional drive-through lanes at existing stores. There's a sense of urgency because Starbucks said it lost more than $3 billion in revenue since the onset of the pandemic. Alex Suskin teaches food and beverage management at Cornell.
Starbucks wants to get people back into the daily routine of having Starbucks. Emphasizing the to-go element will make it easier for them to reach everybody consistently.
Giant companies like Starbucks can afford to invest in rethinking and reshaping business models. But Spencer Torr at Coffee Enterprises says others don't have that luxury.
A lot of independent specialty cafes may not have the facilities to be able to do that kind of service to maintain the financial integrity of their business.
He says other retailers will be looking to Starbucks to see what works, as all restaurants make post-COVID-19 adjustments. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Here's another thing that's going to look different, well before this pandemic has run its course. Performing arts. We talked about Broadway a couple weeks ago. The Metropolitan Opera in New York City has announced it's canceling its fall season. Today, the New York Philharmonic followed suit. A couple of the big players in the arts world bowing to reality. Marketplace's Christian Schwab looked into the ways that slice of this economy is trying to stay afloat.
Every night at 7:30 Eastern, the Metropolitan Opera streams a recorded performance. Today, it's Hansel and Gretel, the fairy tale about a brother and sister lost in the woods. Okay, watching this from your couch in sweatpants doesn't scream glamorous evening at the opera. But for dance, music, and theater, this is unfortunately the way things might have to be for a while.
Yeah, I don't think there's any substitute to the live, in-person, non-virtual events.
Sunil Iyengar is the research director at the National Endowment for the Arts. He says performing arts nonprofits get about 40% of their revenue from ticket sales, concessions, and gift shops. And streaming free performances online and asking for donations won't make up for that. Companies already rely on donors for almost half their budgets.
I think a lot of organizations are struggling with this issue of how do you monetize these strategies.
Pamela Robinson, a professor of performing arts administration at New York University, says this isn't just about making money now, but about attracting new audiences in the future.
You know, it's really important to stay in touch with your patrons. And even after you open, that could open the doors to additional revenue and recognition.
Robinson says one canceled fall could impact companies for the next 2 years. That means there may not be money for new productions or splashy sets. Companies might have to rely on their old standards. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.